sinus infection treatment online. This questionnaire forms the basis of your sinus infection consultation today. We need you to be honest with your answers, including any current medication you're on. This allows our doctors to prescribe medication that helps you and offer accurate advice. We'd like you to read the medicinal information before selecting your treatment. You do not need to book a consultation after filling out the questionnaire. Please answer all questions correctly so the doctor will be able to prescribe your medication. Sinus infection treatment online. A sinus infection called sinusitis can make you feel very uncomfortable. It can cause a stuffy nose, pain in your face, headaches, and pressure around your eyes. Getting help quickly is important, but visiting a doctor in person can sometimes be challenging. If you live in Europe and have a sinus infection, you can get sinus infection treatment online through Mobi Doctor. Mobi Doctor lets you get a prescription from the comfort of your home. You can get advice on how to treat your symptoms or even get a prescription for medicine if needed. It's a simple and fast way to get the help you need without going to a doctor's office. With Mobi Doctor, you can start feeling better sooner, wherever you are in Europe. What is sinus infection? A sinus infection happens when your sinuses become swollen and inflamed. Sinuses are air-filled spaces in your head located around your eyes, nose, and cheeks. Normally, they are filled with air and produce mucus that helps trap dust, germs, and other harmful particles. This mucus is usually cleared away by tiny hair-like structures in your sinuses, moving it to the back of your throat, where it is swallowed and removed from your body. However, when your sinuses get blocked and filled with fluid, germs like viruses or bacteria can grow inside and cause an infection. A sinus infection can happen due to a cold, allergies, nasal polyps, small growths in the nose, or a deviated septum when your nasal passages are crooked. People with allergies, asthma, or weak immune systems are more likely to get sinus infections. The main symptoms include a stuffy nose, pressure or pain in the face, headaches, and thick mucus that can be yellow or green. While most sinus infections clear up in a few weeks, some can last longer and might need special treatment to get better. What are the types of sinus infections? Sinus infections, called sinusitis, can be grouped into different types based on duration and frequency. Knowing the types can help determine the best treatment. Acute sinusitis. Acute sinusitis is the most common type, usually lasting less than 4 weeks. It's often caused by a virus, like the one that causes the common cold, but it can also be due to bacteria. Symptoms include a stuffy nose, facial pain or pressure, and a reduced sense of smell. Most acute sinus infections go away on their own or with basic treatments. Subacute sinusitis. Subacute sinusitis lasts longer than acute sinusitis, between 4 and 12 weeks. It's usually caused by bacteria or ongoing inflammation. If symptoms last this long, seeing a doctor is a good idea. Chronic sinusitis. Chronic sinusitis lasts 12 weeks or more and doesn't go away easily. Bacteria or problems with the nose often cause it. People with chronic sinusitis may have a blocked nose, facial pain, and trouble breathing for a long time. Treatment can include medicine or even surgery in some cases. Recurrent acute sinusitis. Recurrent acute sinusitis happens when you get sinus infections multiple times a year, usually 4 or more. Each infection lasts less than 2 weeks, but keeps coming back. Special medical care might be needed to stop the infections from returning. Sometimes, sinus infections can also be caused by fungi, especially in people with weak immune systems. Fungal sinus infections can be more serious and need special treatment. Symptoms of sinus infection. A sinus infection, or sinusitis, can cause several uncomfortable symptoms. Some of these are similar to colds, but sinus infections last longer and may need treatment. Common symptoms include mucus dripping down your throat, post-nasal drip, runny nose with thick yellow or green mucus, stuffy nose that makes it hard to breathe, pressure or pain in your face, especially around your nose, eyes, and forehead, which may feel worse when you bend over or move your head, pain in your teeth, ear pain or pressure, cough, usually because of mucus in your throat, bad breath or a bad taste in your mouth, headache caused by pressure in your sinuses, fever, feeling tired or having low energy. If these symptoms last over a week or worsen, they could indicate a sinus infection that needs treatment. Diagnosis of sinus infection. They will check for signs like redness, swelling, and tenderness in your face and nose. They will also look at any mucus from your nose to see if it's thick, yellow, or green, which could mean you have an infection. If your symptoms last more than 10 days or worsen after improving, it might be a bacterial infection. In these cases, the doctor may use a nasal endoscopy, a special tool with a small camera that allows them to look inside your nose and sinuses to find any blockages or swelling. The doctor may order a CT scan for more severe or long-lasting infections to get a clearer picture of what's happening inside your sinuses. This helps them see any problems causing the disease, like blockages or chronic issues. If regular treatments aren't working, the doctor might take a mucus sample to determine whether bacteria or fungi are causing the infection. This helps them choose the right treatment. In rare cases, if the infection is severe, the doctor may do a biopsy by taking a small tissue sample from your sinuses to check for other conditions. Treatment of sinus infection. Treating a sinus infection, or sinusitis, depends on how serious it is and what's causing it. Treat it in many ways, including simple home remedies and prescription medicines. Here are some common treatments. Antibiotics. If bacteria cause a sinus infection, a doctor may give you antibiotics. These medicines help get rid of the infection. Antibiotics are usually given if the infection lasts more than 10 days or worsens after improving. But they don't work for viral infections, like a cold. Nasal decongestants. Over-the-counter nasal sprays can help reduce a stuffy nose by shrinking swollen nasal passages. These sprays should only be used for 3 to 5 days, because using them too long can make your nose more blocked. Antihistamines. If your sinus infection is related to allergies, antihistamines can help. They reduce swelling in your nose and sinuses caused by allergic reactions. Nasal saline rinses. You can rinse your nose with salt water using a tool like a neti pot. This helps wash out mucus and clear your nose. To stay safe, use clean, filtered, or boiled water. Nasal steroid sprays. Doctors sometimes prescribe special sprays containing steroids to reduce sinus swelling. These sprays help with long-term sinus problems and can also shrink growths in the nose called polyps. Home remedies. Drinking lots of water, breathing in steam from hot showers, using a humidifier, and applying a warm cloth to your face can help you feel better. Resting with your head raised can also help your sinuses drain. Surgery. If other treatments don't work, or if you have problems like nasal polyps or a crooked septum, surgery may be needed. A surgeon can help open blocked sinuses or fix any issues in your nose. Some people also try alternative treatments, like acupressure or facial massages, but it's important to talk to a doctor before trying these. How to prevent a sinus infection? You can help prevent sinus infections or lower the chances of getting them by taking simple steps. Here are a few ways to keep your sinuses healthy. Quit smoking and avoid pollutants. Smoking, or being around secondhand smoke, can irritate your sinuses and make infections more likely. If you smoke, quitting can reduce your risk of sinus infections. It's also important to avoid pollutants like strong chemicals or fumes that irritate your nose and sinuses. Manage your allergies. Allergies can lead to sinus infections if they're not treated. If you have allergies, try to avoid things that trigger them, like dust, pollen, or pet hair. Taking allergy medicines, such as antihistamines, can help. If your allergies are severe, your doctor might suggest allergy shots to help prevent them. Use nasal rinses. Rinsing your nose with a saline, salt water, solution can help clear your sinuses of mucus and allergens. This simple habit can stop infections from starting. Use clean, distilled, or filtered water to keep it safe. Practice good hygiene. Washing your hands regularly, especially during cold and flu season, is one of the best ways to avoid catching colds and other viruses that can lead to sinus infections. Keeping your hands clean helps keep germs from spreading. Treat other conditions. Conditions like allergies, asthma, or gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, can increase the chances of getting sinus infections. Treating these health problems can help prevent sinus infections from happening repeatedly. For kids and teens, issues like swollen adenoids can be treated to help keep sinuses healthy. Avoid smoke and irritants. In addition to avoiding cigarette smoke, avoid strong smells, chemicals, and anything irritating your nose and sinuses. Following these tips can lower the risk of sinus infections and keep your sinuses in better shape. If you're unsure what's causing your sinus problems, a doctor can help determine what's triggering them and suggest the best ways to prevent future infections. When to see a doctor? Most sinus infections can be treated at home and usually improve in a week or two. But sometimes, seeing a doctor is important to ensure the right treatment. If your symptoms last longer than 10 days, keep coming back or worsen, you should make an appointment with a doctor. Symptoms like a stuffy nose, facial pain, headaches, and thick mucus that doesn't go away might mean you need treatment, mainly if bacteria cause them. If you have sinus infections often, it could be a sign of something more serious, like chronic sinusitis. In this case, you might need to see a specialist, like an ear, nose, and throat, ENT, doctor. They may do tests, like a scan of your sinuses, to determine what's causing the problem. Sometimes, nasal polyps, a crooked septum, or untreated allergies can cause sinus infections that need special treatment. When it's an emergency, in rare cases, sinus infections can lead to more severe health problems. Go to the emergency room or see a doctor right away if you have a high fever or 39.4 degrees Celsius, confusion or changes in how you're thinking, vision problems, especially if you have pain or swelling around your eyes, a stiff neck, seizures, a severe headache that won't go away. These symptoms could mean the infection spreads to other body parts, like your brain or eyes, requiring urgent medical care. While most sinus infections aren't dangerous, seeing a doctor for lasting, frequent, or serious symptoms can help you get the right treatment and avoid complications. How long does a sinus infection last? Sinus infections usually get better on their own after about 10 days. However, if your symptoms last longer than that without improving, or if they get worse, you might need to see a doctor to find out what's causing the infection. With proper treatment, acute sinusitis, a short-term sinus infection, often disappears within 1 to 2 weeks. Chronic sinusitis, long-term sinus infections, can last much longer, sometimes over 12 weeks. If this happens, you may need to see a specialist for treatment that addresses the cause. Good habits like practicing good hygiene, keeping your nose moist, and treating symptoms early can help the infection go away faster and prevent it from worsening. Get sinus infection treatment online. If you're struggling with a sinus infection and want fast relief, you can easily get help online. Instead of waiting for a doctor's visit, you can talk to a healthcare expert from home. Mobi Doctor makes it simple. All you have to do is fill out a quick questionnaire about your symptoms, and you'll be connected with a medical expert. They can diagnose your sinus infection and recommend the best treatment, whether it's advice or a prescription for medicine.